KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Western Iowa Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agents at 1911 North La Vista Heights Road, just north of Embers in Avoca.
It's the middle of the night, and all of a sudden you wake up really thirsty. You get out of bed to get a drink of water and walk to the kitchen with the lights on. Your toes don't like it. And your cat doesn't like it. Your wife's $3,000 vase doesn't like it. You can laugh about it later. Much later if your wife's around. But a serious accident is nothing to laugh about. An accident can happen to your home or your automobile. Then nobody's laughing. That's why you need homeowners and auto protection from Western Iowa Insurance. We're an independent insurance agency, so we can shop around for the best rates and the best coverage. Coverage to fit your family and your situation. A home or auto accident is no laughing matter, but coverage from Western Iowa Insurance can certainly put a smile back on your face. Home and auto insurance from Western Iowa Insurance, your independent insurance agent in Avoca.
Western Iowa Insurance, a tradition of trust.
Well, Steve Stricker's record-tying performance has him atop the leaderboard after one round of the PGA Championship at Atlantic Country Club. Stricker tied the lowest round ever in a major with a 7-under par 63 that puts him two shots clear of Jerry Kelly. It's the 11th time a player has shot 63 in the year's final major and the 25th time overall. Stricker had a chance to break the mark until he just missed a 10-foot birdie putt in his final hole. Sean McKeel briefly was the clubhouse leader and is currently third overall, three shots back. Scott Verplank is at minus three with eight players, another shot back. Four-time champ Tiger Woods got off to a hot start in his first major since the Masters, clipping three shots from par over his opening five holes, but then, well, things went into the water. Downhill in a hurry, former number one signed for a 7-over 77. It's his second worst score ever in a major. Woods is tied for 129th and in serious danger of missing the cut. U.S. Open champ Rory McIlroy managed to shoot an even par 70 despite suffering a hand injury while trying to hit a ball against a tree root on the third hole. Phil Mickelson settled for a 1-over 71. Lefty's win at the 2010 Masters was the last by an American in major competition. It's the longest U.S. drought in the modern era of golf. Japanese teen sensation Ryo Ishikawa shot his worst round of the year. The 19-year-old hit six shots into the water as he posted a 15-over par 85 in yesterday's first round of that tourney. Speaking of golf, the annual Tournament of Champions hosted by the Atlantic Golf and Country Club will tee it up this morning, weather permitting, of course. The scheduled first tee time of the day is at 8:30 this morning. As always, there are a number of local golfers participating in this statewide tournament, and there are also a number of golfers, tournament champions from around the state participating in the event. Nearly 90 golfers are scheduled to tee off today in round number one of the 54-hole event. They'll play three rounds during the weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and we'll have live coverage for you here on KJAN throughout the weekend. Our first report comes your way at 8:35 this morning. Keep it tuned to KJAN for live coverage here on the radio, both from the course and the clubhouse. And also keep a look at KJAN.com on our sports page. We'll keep up on all the scores. We'll have 9-hole and 18-hole scores posted there for you from all the golfers, as we'll keep you posted on just not just the scores, also tomorrow's and Sunday's tee times as well, as soon as they become available. In baseball, Albert Pujols kicked off a 4-for-4 night with a solo homer, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 5-2 to avoid a three-game sweep. St. Louis pulled within four games of National League Central leading Milwaukee, which has won 13 of 15. The Cards are the only team to beat the Brewers during their hot streak. Elsewhere in the National League, it was San Diego over the Mets 3-2, Cincinnati beat Colorado 2-1, Chicago over Washington 4-3, and Arizona in 10 innings, 8-5 over Houston. In the American League, Jeff Niemann won his sixth consecutive decision, Ben Zobrist had a two-run triple, and the Tampa Bay Rays completed a four-game sweep with a 4-1 victory over the Kansas City Royals last night. In other AL play, it was Oakland 10-3 over Toronto, Yankees beat the Angels 6-5, White Sox beat Baltimore 6-3, Detroit over Cleveland by a 4-3 final. St. Louis Cardinals have bolstered their bullpen for the stretch run as they came to terms with veteran left-hander Arthur Rhodes. The 41-year-old Rhodes is scheduled to join the Cards today prior to the start of a three-game series against visiting Colorado. The Cardinals will make a roster move to add Rhodes after reaching a deal with him yesterday. Rhodes was released by Texas this week. He went 3-3 with a .481 earned run average in 32 games for the Rangers. He held left-handed hitters to a .216 average in 37 at-bats. In football news, Iowa Reserve linebacker Shane DeBona will likely miss the 2011 season after injuring his Achilles in practice. The school says DeBona suffered an injury during practice Wednesday and underwent surgery yesterday at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. DeBona, a redshirt sophomore from Duxbury, Massachusetts, started two games last season. The Hawkeyes open up their season on September 3rd when they host Tennessee Tech. NFL preseason kicked off last night with five games. It was Philadelphia beating Baltimore 13-6, New England a 47-12 winner over Jacksonville, Seattle dumped San Diego 24-17, it was Dallas edging Denver 24-23, and Arizona 24-18 winners over Oakland. The Kansas City Chiefs have signed former Ravens tackle Jared Gaither in an attempt to add experience to their offensive line. The 6'9", 340-pound Gaither played three seasons in Baltimore, starting at left tackle in 08 and 09. Gaither missed all of last season with back problems, but he could provide sound depth and potentially move into the starting lineup if he remains healthy. He's played 33 regular season games, making 28 starts, along with starting in five postseason games for the Ravens. Brandon Albert has solidified one of the tackle spots, but Barry Richardson has struggled throughout the start of training camp at the other position, and the Chiefs' only veteran backup is Ryan O'Callaghan. In other NFL news, the Pittsburgh Steelers have agreed to terms with wide receiver Jericho Cotchery, who was released by the Jets last week. The seven-year veteran has 358 career receptions, but his numbers fell considerably last season in New York. He hauled in just 41 passes in 14 games in 2010. It was his lowest reception total since he became a starter in 2006. Amon Green is retiring as a Green Bay Packer. The franchise's all-time leading rusher made his retirement official at a news conference at Lambeau Field Thursday night. Green's most recent stint in the NFL came during the 2009 season when he returned to the Packers in mid-season and played in eight regular season games and one playoff game after being cut by the Houston Texans. Green played last season in the UFL for his hometown Omaha Nighthawks. Iowa State is one of four schools set to host a wrestling regional for the Cliff Keen National Dual Meet. The Cyclones say they'll host rival Iowa along with Oregon State, Virginia Tech, Wisconsin, and Northern Iowa on February 12th. The regionals are part of a new format for the meet that features four regional sites. Cornell, Rutgers, and Oklahoma State will also host regionals. The winners of the regional advance to the championships on February 19th. And the Iowa State men's basketball team opened the second half on a 23-5 run as they posted a 96-55 win over Allegio Basket Thursday evening in Allegio, Italy. That game was the first of Iowa State's Italian trip. The Cyclones struggled at the beginning, holding a 43-32 lead at the half, but the decisive run to begin the second half broke the game open. Scott Christofferson capped off an 11-1 run with a triple to give the Cyclones a 66-37 lead with just over 6 minutes gone in the second half. Melvin Edgem was one of five Cyclones in double figures, scoring a double-double with 14 points and 12 boards. Edgem went 7 of 10 from the floor. Chris Babb led all scores with 16 points, followed by 14 points from Christofferson. Babb also had 6 steals. Royce White had 6 points on 3 of 5 shooting from the floor, but the Cyclone forward helped out in other ways as he grabbed 12 rebounds and dished out a team-high 7 assists. Cyclones will play again tomorrow versus Sondorio All-Stars, with tip-off set for 2 o'clock Central Time. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Western Iowa Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agents at 1911 North La Vista Heights Road, just north of Embers in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.